From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Today, the Bush administration unveiled new guidelines for hedge funds. These are not regulations. They're just suggestions. Hedge funds are, by their nature, unregulated. They can invest more freely than banks and insurance companies. While the Bush administration was releasing guidelines, a group of hedge fund managers was meeting in the Cayman Islands. So far, this has been a tough year for their business. But as NPR's Adam Davidson found out, hedge fund managers are celebrating in the Caribbean.
Before we get to the problems hedge funds are facing, there's something more pressing. Helen Spork wants a drink. The bartender is setting up for the big hedge fund party, but says he can't serve alcohol yet, only water.
Water? No, I'd like some beer, please.
This seems like a rich metaphoric.
A very rich metaphor.
That was Helen's husband, Otto Spork. Let me explain this whole metaphor thing. Hedge funds are obsessively secretive, and they don't like to talk to the media. I finally realized the only way to get them to discuss their business was to ask questions obliquely. Otto Spork runs Sextant Capital Management, a Canadian hedge fund. He and I jumped on this metaphor. The bar is right there. We can see all the drinks, but they won't serve.
Not yet.
Is that what hedge funds are going through right now? Nobody's serving money?
Basically, yeah. It's hard to raise money in this environment.
Describe the world a year ago or before the crisis.
It was open bar and any drinks were available.
Just lots of money for anybody.
Pretty much, yes.
Hedge funds need bank loans. It's their blood. The whole point is to borrow billions of dollars, invest in some exotic and secret way, pocket the profit, and pay back the loan. But these days, hedge funds can't get loans so easily. Many banks are in trouble, so they won't lend as much. And that means hedge funds can't make as much money.
There has been so much excess in so much booze handed out, and that the party is now drunk, that they basically have to let the alcohol wear off, so to speak.
We have an international hangover.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. And it needs to be cleansed. And, you know, unfortunately, it'll be a bit painful to cleanse it, as most people are aware, that end up with a hangover.
Over the past few years, hedge funds made a lot of investments that looked good at the time, but turned out not to be so attractive. Spork says that government regulation will only slow the market's self-cleansing. For now, he says, the bar will stay closed for another couple years. At least the metaphorical bar, the real bar, the one at the Game Cayman Hedge Fund Conference, that opened promptly at 6.
My name is Rebecca Parchment. I am the reigning Miss Cayman Islands.
Wearing what may be the world's tiniest bikini, Miss Cayman Islands was the official host of the Game Cayman Hedge Fund Conference Carnival. And what a carnival it was. Right on the beach, there were Cuban cigars hand-rolled in front of your eyes. There were piles of fresh seafood and desserts, rum-tasting sessions. I ran into a more ebullient Otto Spork.
We're drinking rum punch now.
I got to tell you, if the hedge fund industry is suffering, they sure suffer in style.
Yes, you noticed that.
Then the fireworks started. It's not exactly clear what the fireworks are celebrating. Hedge funds are not doing great. They're down around 3% on average this year. But most are still in business, which is saying a lot. Not long ago, some wondered if most hedge funds would close up shop if they had enjoyed their last drink. Adam Davidson, NPR News, Grand Cayman.